Good morning. It is May 1st, 1240 a.m. I am John with Being Disciples, and I thought I would come in and give a reason for the short interlude in this podcast. I was unexpectedly gone in for surgery on April 17th, and I did not take the proper time to prepare. I had been getting shots in a knee for bone-on-bone situation, and the last shot was virtually non-effective last October. At the time, I was told it would be about a six-week wait time to get surgery from the time it was scheduled, and I had to wait 4 months for that shot to clear my system. I went into the doctor around April 1st and expected to have a six-week wait time. Well, they were ready to do it within 2 weeks. My plan was to record the rest of the Kingdom series, which would have been part four I have left on Kingdom Come, which was scheduled to be broadcast last Monday, April 24th. Well, I got the episode done for April 17th, got that uploaded shortly before going to the hospital for the surgery, and I did not get the other one completed. Now, I'm just recording a raw message here, no editing. Just putting it out there for people who are wondering what happened so they can understand. So today being May 1st, a Monday, there would be another episode out, which is just going to be this interlude explanation. So I had the surgery on April 17th. The next 2-3 days were complete pain. My focus was on nothing else other than surviving those few days. Since then, I've had a remarkable recovery for which I give thanks to the Lord. And to start with, I do believe in healing. I've prayed for people and they've been healed. I've prayed for people that weren't. I've been prayed and been healed by things, and I've been prayed for things that have not been healed. So I do believe in divine healing, but I also do believe that God is sovereign. He also placed me in a country here in the U.S. where medicine is pretty much at the top of the game. Even with all its flaws in the medical system, we are still blessed to be in a place where I could be relieved of the pain of that bone-on-bone knee situation, which had brought me down to less than 3 hours of sleep per night through the month of March. And that was the reason, basically, for finally giving in to the surgery. As my wife and I prayed about it, and as I prayed with others, I did have a peace about it, that was the route to go. And I believe God did some wonderful things along the way, brought me through it, and even a couple of things. For instance, the nurse that did the intake, did all the preparation for me in the room, did all the vitals, did all the beginning stuff. She was actually retired, but she said she came in from time to time to cover a shift for people and happened to be there that day. As we talked, and I thought I might have a chance to share the truth of the gospel with her, I found out she was a believer, and she ended up praying for me and for my medical team, and really was a comfort. And I expressed to her that I believe that she was there for the purpose of comforting me that day. The Lord had planned it all out. The last person I remember seeing was the woman who came in, the nurse that was the assistant anesthesiologist. And we got talking. And again, I was wondering, how I'd be able to share the truth with her, and turned out that she also was a believer. And so she was praying over me as she wheeled me out the door to go down to the operating room. And that's the last thing I recall. So the Lord's been very good. And even in those days of pain, the doctor was accessible and gave me some instruction, and everything has been really a blessing since then. My wife has been with me the whole time, other than a few days going to work, and she has been very supportive, very kind, very loving, very nurturing, and very comforting to my soul and spirit. So the body is getting better. This is the second time I've sat at this desk. The other time was one moment to turn on this computer and pay a bill, and that was it. Paid the mortgage, went downstairs, back to the couch. I have been unable to really focus on much. I've been getting little tidbits here and there to study from the Lord. Some reading of scripture, a lot of prayer time, listening to worship, things like that. But the focus to do the studies the way I do them has not been there. The comfort level to sit at this desk even now isn't totally back, and I'm kind of squirming in my seat, trying to get my leg comfortable. However, I'm not ready to be back here yet. So the Kingdom Part 4, Kingdom Come, that I was going to have an interview with Russ Wagner from Omega Kingdom Ministry. I had sent him a note saying that due to the circumstances, and he says whenever I'm ready, he'll be ready to record. So hopefully we'll be recording this week. That's my hope. And I get into the physical therapist a couple times a week now. See my doctor for a two-week follow-up on Tuesday, so we'll see what that brings. I'm expecting nothing but good news the way things have been going, the way the Lord's blessed me. So that said, let me just encourage you to listen to some previous episodes as the Lord brings them to mind. Maybe there's episodes you have not yet listened to. Continue to listen to the chapter 16 or episode 16, talking about who God says we are. And then there's one with the names of God. I believe it's around episode 24 somewhere. I didn't check who God says he is. Those two alone can help you get your focus to where it needs to be. Now, coming up, there was going to be a series, God's Love Story, which was to be an 8-part series. I'm still waiting to hear from the Lord on if that's the way he wants to proceed or if there's something else in there. But I'm anticipating, and been praying about this with people from before the surgery, I'm anticipating a change in the format of the show. If you've been listening, I've had guests about 50% of the time, and so it's been basically a 15-minute presentation by me, a little delay, intermission for Garrett to share where the notes could be found for the studies if you want to carry on the study by yourself, and then we get into a conversation with the guest. Or if there is no guest, I just go deeper into the study. So the new format, I think, and that was once a week, every Monday, and I've always tried to keep them at an hour or less. So somewhere between 40 and 60 minutes is what I was shooting for. But in this soundbite lifestyle we live in now, where people's attention spans are shorter, where time is seems like it's busier for everybody, I've had feedback that seems to be, it's good stuff, but shorter would be better. So I'm considering taking the same lesson, let's say it's an hour, and breaking it up into 4 or 5 messages during the week. So it'd almost be a daily Monday through Friday show if it goes that way. And there would be, you know, 10 to 20 minute shows, so they'd be more digestible for people. Perhaps it would be the introduction of a point, and how it applies to our life. And then if I have a guest, you know, we can also take one or two of those segments to discuss it with the guest. So it would be basically the same show, just broken into smaller chunks. Now, if you are the type that would rather hear the whole hour show, it would be easy enough to just listen to the 5 segments back to back to back to back. So it would be more appealing to a wider audience, I believe, with the shorter episodes. But for those that want to take in much, they can just listen to them simultaneously, you know, in order, binge listen, basically. So that is my thought going forward. I look forward to being back at it as soon as I'm physically able. I believe the mental ability is coming back right now. So I just pray that all of you are blessed by this podcast. I also have a matter of I'm going to need to spend some money or some time generating some money, as of now, even though I had insurance, I still have a couple $1,000 worth of bills to pay with all this. So I'm sure the Lord will bring about those opportunities as he always has. He's been for more than 7 years now, having me live by faith, where with my wife's paycheck, not quite enough to cover everything, we just move forward and the Lord brings about opportunities or brings about gifts. And I've been taken care of. And we've walked this way for a number of years and basically offering whatever he has me studying, just offering it out. Also leading a local ecclesia group, also doing some things online with other people. So he has me doing a variety of things that takes more than a full-time job. The full-time job would actually be easier. But when you're serving the Lord, you say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. He'll do it. And so he has, and so I have, to the best of my ability, been obedient in following what he's leading me to do. So enough rambling by me. I just pray God bless all who hear this, bless all who follow this podcast. We trust in you. We love you. We adore you. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your love. We thank you for sending your son as a great blessing to redeem us from the fate of our sin, for restoring us to right relationship with you, Father, and for showing us how to lead, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and to love one another. So we just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. So be the blessing to others, and I will be back with you shortly. Hopefully I'll finish up this last episode and determine with the Spirit how I had to go forward with future broadcasts. Thank you. Have a good night.